我们感谢主，在何西阿书看到第十二章的时候。
We thank the Lord in chapter 12 of the book of Hosea.
我们看到神的心情在那里是随着他所向以色列人所说的话起起伏伏。
We can see the emotion of God that has been up and down according to the words he spoke to the Israel.
起是因为神在那里催促以色列人悔改，回转到神的面前。
It was up because God was there to urge the Israelites to go return to him, to go back to him.
伏乃是因着人在神面前的愚昧无知顶撞，叫神心里难受。
And it was down because of man's ignorance, foolishness, and a rebellion.
但是不管神说了多少好像感觉伤痛的话，
But no matter how much sad words that spoken by God,
他总是把人带回到一个面光的底下。
That he continued to bring the people under his countenance.
就是说你们归向我。
Which is to say, you should return to me.
这是神一直在人中间所等候的。
And this is what God has been continuing to wait for the people.
从前是这样。
It was like this before.
现在还是这样。
And today is the same.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
And we truly thank our Lord.
他有无限的忍耐在等待着人。
That he has this infinite forbearance to wait for men.
那我们继续在十二章往前看的时候，
And when we continue in chapter 12,
我们看到神在那里又指出以色列人在神面前的缺欠。
We can see that God points out once again the lacking or the shortcoming of the Israelites before him.
当然这些缺欠不是以色列人单独有的。
And these shortcomings are not just for the Israelites.
所有在亚当里头的人都会是有同样的缺陷。
And all those in Adam will have the same shortcomings.
那我们从第七节那里开始往下看的时候，
We'll begin with verse 7.
我们就看到神指出以色列人的愚昧。
We can see that God points out the Israelites, their foolishness.
说的严肃一点，指出他们是眼瞎的一群。
To put it more solemnly, he pointed out they are the blind.
因为神在底下的这一段话的里边一直说到他们所承受的一切丰富和饱足。
Because God pointed out that all those abundance, the richness they have received.
他们并没有看见是从神那来的。
But they did not see these are all from God.
他们以为是他们自己的本领所换归来的。
They thought it's through their capability that they gain all these.
一说到人的本领的时候，
When we talk about man's capability,
那么人的诡诈也同样的给神显露出来。
And the deceit of man also manifested.
所以我们留意从第七节开始，神就说以色列啊，是以法莲啊，是商人手里有诡诈的天平。
So in verse 7, God said the merchant uses dishonest scales.
爱行欺骗。
He loves to defraud.
这个话好像很有意思。
And this word seems to be very meaningful.
他说以色列是商人。
He talked about Israel as the merchant.
他们很会做买卖。
And they are very good in doing business.
并且在做买卖的时候也有他们一些诡诈的东西掺在那里。
And when they do business, there's some dishonesty involved.
弟兄姊妹，为什么神说出这样的一句话来呢？
And brothers, why does God speak these words?
我们觉得很有意思。
We find it very meaningful.
原来我们往下读的时候，我们就读到那个原因出来。
And if we continue to read on, we will find the reason.
因为神是从他们祖宗那个时候说起的。
Because God was speaking from during the time of their fathers.
上礼拜我们已经看见神说到他们祖宗里面的事情。
And last week we have read all those things that's mentioned by God about their fathers.
现在又在说到他们祖宗里面的事情。
And now once again God is mentioning about their fathers.
当然基本上他是要指出当时 以法莲怎么看他们自己。
And basically, he wanted to point out how Ephraim, how they look at themselves.
以法莲看自己很会做买卖。
Ephraim looked at himself as someone who's good in business and very capable.
也很能把那个顾客骗得团团转。
And they can deceive the customers very well.
我记得有一次在香港。
I remember one time when I was in Hong Kong.
到一个我跟一个跟一些弟兄姊妹们因为他们要有一些事有一些喜事要办，那么他们要到一个上海人开的一些绸缎店里边去买绸缎。
And I was with some Franciscans in Hong Kong, and because of some celebrations, some occasions, they needed to go to a Shanghai store to buy some fabrics.
上海人是很懂得做生意，做生意的。
And the Shanghainese is famous for doing business.
听说特别是宁波人。
Especially those from Ningbo.
郑弟兄不是宁波人。
Our brother is not from there.
那么我们进去的时候，我们几个人都是人家一看就知道我们是外行的。
When we entered the shop, then everybody would see that we're not familiar with the business.
就听到我们说广东话。
And they could hear that we were speaking in Cantonese.
所以是一个讲广东话的一个店员来招呼我们。
So that there's a clerk from the store who speaks Cantonese come to serve us.
广东人是最一般来说了。个别的地方是有特别，一般来说是很不懂做生意的。
In general, the Cantonese is not good with business.
你到店里边去看，你要多翻几件物件的时候，他就在那里说，你究竟是不是要想买东西的？
So,
你如果不想买东西，就不要给我们找麻烦。
So when we were in the store and we were looking at different items, and they would tell us, Are you here? Do you mean to buy anything? If not, you shouldn't be here giving us this trouble.
这是广东人。
And this is the Cantonese way.
但上海人绝对不是这样。
But the Shanghainese would not be this way.
那个在他店里边受训练出来的那个广东店员，他也不一样。
And the Cantonese clerk that was trained at the store, he's not the same.
他很细心的，从各方面先招待茶水，然后要拿些给你看不合，又拿另外一个，让你看到感觉满意。
And he was very diligent. He was serving us tea, and then he would show us different things, and so that we can be satisfied.
等到交易完了。
And after the deal was done.
把客人送出门。
And then they see us off.
他还说了一句这样的话。
And he would say this.
我们真的不懂得怎么招呼客人，怠慢之处也请原谅，请原谅。
And he would say that we have shortchanged you. We were not serving you well. Please forgive us.
他们很懂得做生意，也难怪他们有上海帮。
That they are very good in business.
以色列比上海人还要厉害。
But the Israelite is even better than the Shanghainese.
当时一直到现在都是。
Not only in the old days, until today they are the
same. 你看，所以当时的以色列人，他们觉得我们很有本领，我们有各种各样的办法把顾客骗得团团转。
So the Israelites at that time, they thought they are very capable. They can deceive the customers very well.
那所以他们心里说，我们果然是有本领，所以我们富足起来。
So that in their hearts they would say, we are so capable, that's why we are so rich.
我们没有做什么见不得人的事，但是我们就是成功。
We haven't done anything bad, but we are successful.
但是神对着他们就说了这么一些话。
But God said to them in these words.
他说，自从你出埃及地以来，我就是耶和华你们的神。
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt.
既然你们是这样的自信，
Since you're so confident,
我也定规要叫你们再住帐篷。
Then I will determine that you will live in the tents again.
那是第九节上面的话。
Which is in verse
9. 如同在大会的日子一样。
As in the days of your appointed feast.
换句话来说。
In other words,
你们又重新回到出埃及在旷野里头漂流的那个日子。
That you have to return to those days you were wandering in the wilderness in Egypt.
我老早就借着 先知跟你们提到这些事情。
That I have used the prophets to mention these to you before.
但是你们一点都没有反应。
But you did not respond at all.
啊，你们觉得你们还是很成功。
You still felt that you were very successful.
啊，当然我们回到列王记来看他们当时的情形。
If we go back to the book of Kings to look at the condition,
他们也真是有他们的一套来维持着他们在当时的那一个局面的底下一点的平静安稳和有赚钱的机会。
And they did indeed have the ways to maintain the peace and rest and also to create some opportunities to make money.
但是神在那里给他们提出一个历史的事情。
But God brought out this historical fact to them.
十一节那里就说，基列人没有罪孽吗？他们全然是虚假的人。
In verse 11 it says, Is Gilead wicked? Its people are worthless.
怎么神会提到这样的一件事呢？
And why would God mention this thing?
那我们必须知道一点。
And we have to know this.
就是当神说这个话的时候。
When God said these.
基列这一带的地区。
The area around Gilead.
那就是以法莲或者以色列北边这一个国家。在约旦河东的那一大片的地图
which is the north of Israel and also to the east of River Jordan
住在那里的两个半支派已经被掳到亚兰去130年左右了
the two and a half tribes they were carried into Aram for about 130 years
那也就是说当何西阿说这个话的时候约旦河东的以色列已经不存在了。
Which is to say, when these words are spoken, the Israel's on the east of Jordan, River Jordan, they don't exist anymore.
那为什么他们那么早就不存在呢？
And why is that they disappear so soon?
圣经从没有交代他们为什么那么早就给掳掠到亚兰那一带。
And the Bible never mentioned the reason why they were taken into Aram so early.
不过如果我们从圣经所记载的历史上面来留意的话
But if we look at the history recorded in the Bible,
弟兄姊妹你注意到
And my sister, you can see.
首先就是他们留在河东地的那个动机
First is the motive that they stay or they left in the east of the river.
这两个半支派他们只看见近处没看到远处
and these two and a half tribes they can only see what's ahead of them but not from a distance
他们当时要留在河东不肯过河原因在哪里呢
and they wished to stay on the east of Jordan what was the reason
他说这里水也充足那个草也丰富
and they said that the water and the grass was abundant
正好是给我们在这里牧养牲畜。
It's good for us to raise our animals there.
所以我们就留在这里了。我们不要到河东河西去了。
So we want to stay here. We don't want to cross the river to the west.
弟兄姊妹们，难道只是指他们两个半支派才有牲畜吗
？And brothers, is it only these two and a half tribes that only they have the animals?
其他那九个半支派的以色列人都没有牲畜吗
？And the other nine and a half tribes of the Israel, do they not have animals?
所以他们就用着牲畜这一个题目来要留在河东不到神的应许里的。
So they use this reason of the animals to stay in the east of the Jordan and not to enter into the promised land of God.
那么我们从他们的历史上面，我们看到他们这两个半支派的历史，真的是不看重神的应许，只看重眼前的好处。
So from the history of these two and a half tribes, we can see that they do not regard God's promise, but only what they can see is profitable.
然后弟兄姊妹又留意四世纪的时候
And if we read the book of Judges
约旦河东的那一边受外族的那个侵犯啊
And we can see that in the east of Jordan there are attacks from the Gentiles
在他们受侵犯的时候
And when they attacked
所说出的他们的那种光景。
It told us about the condition.
因为四世纪里边倒算过来的第二个事实。
Because in the book of Judges, the last but one judge.
最后的那个是参孙。
The last one was Samson.
倒后的第二个呢是耶夫他。
And there was another one that's the last but one judge.
那你看到耶夫他在那个时候当时的那个当时的情形。
And you can see the condition when this judge was reigning.
那时候以色列受压制的就是约旦河东这两个半支派。
And Israel, they were suppressed. It's these two and a half tribes that were suppressed.
他们为什么给交战那个亚门人的手里呢？
And why were they taken under the hands of the Ammonites?
因为他们那个时候在约旦河东承受偶像的那个情形非常的激烈。
And because it was very severe that they were worshipping the idols.
我想弟兄姊妹一定记得。
And brothers and sisters, you will remember this.
耶夫他给兴起来以后。
And when this judge was raised up.
他解救了约旦河东的以色列人脱离压制他们的人的手。
And he rescued the people from those who oppressed them.
所以他得胜回来的时候，他在神面前起了一个愿。
And when he gained victory and returned, he had this vow before God.
他说：“神，你让我得胜回来，我回到家里，不管碰到什么，我头一个碰到的，我就把它献为燔祭。”给神。
And he said to God, God, you let me gain victory, so whoever, whatever I encounter when I return home, I would offer this person or this object up to you.
那这个是给神兴起的人。
And this is someone who's raised up by God.
在那边做士师的。
Then he was a judge.
弟兄姊妹记得，士师就是审判官了。
And verses, remember, a judge is a judge is someone who would judge right or wrong.
根据什么来去审判呢？
And what is he judging based on?
这是一个问题我们要问的。
And this is a question we need to ask.
如果他没有一个根据来做标准，他凭什么来审判呢？
If he doesn't have a basis as a standard, how could he judge?
但是竟然你从耶夫他口里头听到说这样的事。
And we, from Jephthah, we can hear these words.
那么他不知道，你要献祭给神，你必须要按照神所定规的那些祭物吗？
And didn't he know when you want to sacrifice or offer up offerings to God, you have to go according to God's rules?
说到献燔祭。
And for burnt offering.
神说只有三样祭物是我接受的。
And God said there are only three kinds of offerings I would accept.
一个是牛。
One is the ram, or the
cow. 一个是羊。
And the sheep.
再有就是斑鸠或者是那个嵯峨。
Or the doves.
除了这三样。
And besides these.
神不能接受任何的祭物。
God would not accept any other sacrifice.
他不要接受任何的祭物。
And he does not want to accept any sacrifice.
如果你拿别样的祭物来代替这三样的话。
If you use any other offerings to substitute.
这个人定规要在会幕那里给神击杀的。
And this person would be killed by God in the tabernacle.
那么严肃的一件事情，耶夫他好像竟然不知道。
But this solemn matter is as if Jephthah, he did not understand.
他说我得胜回来，我头一个碰到的，我就把它献上给你做燔祭。
He said, after I gained the victory, the first person I encountered, I would offer up as a burnt sacrifice for you.
弟兄姊妹，你记得头一个他回来碰到的就是他的独生女儿。
And brothers, remember, the first person he encountered after he returned was his only daughter.
这一下就叫他为难了。
And now he's in difficulty.
撇下叫他为难这件事。
And if we don't talk about this,
假如不是女儿，
if it wasn't his daughter,
是一只猴子，
or could be a monkey,
或者是一条狗，
or a dog.
那你他也拿去献到祭坛的献给神做燔祭。
Could he sacrifice these to God as a burnt offering?
可以不可以?
Can he do that?
绝对不可以。
He cannot.
但是他是事实。
But he's a judge.
他是拯救了以色列人脱离仇敌的时候。
And he delivered the Israelites from the enemies.
虽然是有这些历史。
So even though we have this history.
但是那些历史就反映出他们在神面前的愚昧和无知。
But this history reflects how they had their foolishness and ignorance before God.
但是他们自己不觉得。
But they did not feel it themselves.
那我们特别留意到在河东这那两个半支派。
And we paying special attention to the two and a half tribes of the east of Jordan.
提到他们。
Because here it mentioned about them.
激烈人没有罪孽吗？他们全是虚假的。
Is Gilead wicked? Its people are worthless.
但是在河东居住的那批人，他们是不是这样感觉到他们这样得罪主呢？
But the people on the east of Jordan, did they feel the same way?
他们不感觉。
They didn't feel it.
他们感觉他们还是很敬虔的向着神。
They felt that they are very pious before God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你也记得在士师记里，不是在民数记里。
And brothers, you also remember in the book of Numbers.
他们留在河东。
They stay in the east of Jordan.
但是心里头又有一个恐惧。
But they also have a fear within
them. 假如有一天河西的弟兄们不承认我们的时候，我们怎么办？
And they would think if one day those brothers in on the west of the Jordan River, they would not acknowledge
us. 我们实在是以色列十二个支派里头的人，但是那边的弟兄们不承认我们，那怎么办？
So even though we are part of Israelites, but if part of Israel, but if those brothers would not acknowledge us, what should we do?
弟兄姊妹也记得他们当时就做了一个事情。
So brothers, you also remember they did one thing.
他们是在约旦河和河东那一边盖了一个祭坛。
So they built an altar on the east of Jordan.
那河西这边的弟兄们一晓得这个事情就觉得不得了，
and,
怎么可以做这样的事？
And the brothers on the west of Jordan, they would think you, they could not, these people could not do such a thing.
所以就大兴问罪之师了。
So they would question them.
弟兄姊妹也记得当时他们怎么回答在河西的弟兄们呢？
And brothers, you may remember how they answered those brothers on the west of Jordan.
我们盖这个坛不是为献祭用的。
And they said that we build this altar is not for offerings.
我们要用这个坛来做一个见证。
And we build this offering as a testimony.
见证我们也是属耶和华的。
To testify that we also belong to the Lord.
见证我们是以色列十二个支派当中的一份。
So that to testify we are part of the 12 tribes of Israel.
我们怕你们的子孙以后不承认我们。
That we are afraid that your descendants will not acknowledge us.
因为我们是活在约旦河东。
Because we live in the east of Jordan.
而神的应许是在约旦河西。
But God's promised land is on the west of Jordan.
所以为了补满这样的一个缺陷，我们就盖了这个坛。
So in order to fill this lacking that we're building this altar.
弟兄姊妹们，你说他们不敬畏神吗？
My sister, can you say that they do not fear God?
不拣选神吗？
That they do not choose God?
好像你也不能这样说。
We cannot say that.
所以他们就造了一个正坛。
So they have this altar of testimony.
你说他们很敬畏神吗？
But if you say, are they truly, do they truly fear God?
你从他们出这样的一个 主意来填补他们的恐慌啊，你就晓得他们并没有把神放在眼里。
But from this idea of how they want to feel their fear, you can see that they do not fear God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当以色列北边的那个国成立的时候
，So when the northern kingdom was established,
耶罗波安用金牛犊来代替耶和华神
，And Jeroboam used the golden calves to take the place of God.
约旦河东的这两个半支派的人，他们响应的真快。
And the two and a half tribes on the east, they react very soon.
虽然圣经没有明明说到他们这一件事情。
Even though the Bible did not tell us clearly about this matter.
但是我们看何西阿书这里所提到的事情，就隐隐约约的点出了他们在这一方面离弃神的光景。
But in the book of Hosea, it hiddenly mentions how they are leaving, departing from away from God.
我们一再的提过了。
And we have mentioned before,
以色列人拜金牛犊, 他们不觉得他们是离弃神。
When the Israelites, when they worshipped the golden calves, they did not feel that they were departing from God.
从他们在西乃山的历史来说起, 一直说到耶罗波安, 制造那两个金牛犊, 来让以色列人去敬拜。
And from the history of how they worship on Mount Sinai, to the point that Jeroboam built the golden calves, and
前前后后他们都一口咬定, 耶和华就是金牛犊, 金牛犊就是耶和华。
And from the beginning to an end, to the end, they insisted that God is the golden calf and the golden calf is God.
所以我们拜金牛犊, 我们并没有离开耶和华。
So when we worship the golden calf, we did not depart from
the Lord. 所以弟兄们你就看到, 现在神借着何西阿的口来说出一个很严肃的事。
So now, my sisters, you can see God through the mouth of Hosea speak of this solemn matter.
基列人没有罪孽吗?
Is Gilead wicked?
他们全然是虚假的。
Its people are worthless.
正因为是这样,
and because of this,
所以在130年前, 何西阿说话前130年,
So 130 years before Hosea spoke,
他们就被掳分散了。
That they were taken away and they were scattered.
现在神就用着这两个半支派的那一个分散的事实来摆在以色列人的面前。
So now God uses scattering of the two and a half tribes and places before the Israelites.
来指出他们在神面前的愚昧。
And to point out the foolishness before God.
说到他们在河西这个以色列国。
And talk about the kingdom on the west of Jordan.
那他们主要的是在伯特利和但两个地方设立金牛犊。
And in two places they established the golden calf.
然后经过那个亚哈，就是亚哈王的他的王后耶洗别的那一段时间，哦，整个以色列都满了各种各样的巴力。
And because of Jezebel, the queen of Ahaz, because of her, the golden calf was all around Israel.
他们整个以色列地到处都是拜巴力的安排和人物。
And throughout the land of Israel, then everywhere there are arrangements and the people worshipping Baal.
弟兄姊妹，你记得。 当以利亚给神差遣去对付亚哈和那些巴利的时候，
But I just remember when Elijah was sent by God to deal with Ahaz and all those people who
were worshiping idols.
And on the Mount Carmel, that those who were on God's side, how many were there?
只有以利亚一个人。
There's only Elijah himself.
那巴利的先知有多少人?
And how many prophets of Baal were there?
400人。
400 people.
这400人恐怕还不过是巴利先知里边的一部分而已。
And these 400 people is only a part of all those prophets that worship Baal.
因为等到你接着看到耶户来除灭那个巴利的时候, 你看还有多少巴利的那些先知在那里。
Because later on when you see Jeru, when he was trying to get rid of all the prophets, you can see there's many, many more.
那所以弟兄说你看你可以从主当时说的话就看到整个的北边的以色列这个国家是遍地都满了代替神的。
And so through the words of God, we can see that in the northern side, there's all over the land, there are idols that replace God. And everywhere you can see the altars that's for idol worshipping. But God said here,
你们在基甲的那个祭坛啊，好像田里头的 乱堆,
and God said that the altars in Gilgal, they are like the piles of stones on a plowed field. A plowed field.
多是很多了,
there are many.
但是没有作用的,
but there's no function of them.
所以是以神的怒气的,
And they're just there to provoke him to anger.
但是以色列人还是在那里沾沾自喜。
But the Israelites, they're still very proud of themselves.
我们是敬拜神的民族。
That we are a people who worship God.
哎呀，我们是敬虔的人。
We are the pious people.
我们对神很尊重。
That we highly regard God.
弟兄姊妹们，神在这里毫不留情地给他们说出，你们做的一切不但是虚假，并且是一点意思都没有。
But God said here without mercy that not only are they deceitful, but that all these things that they do are meaningless.
但是你回到上文，
and if you go back to the text before,
你就看到一件事，
and you can see this.
以色列人在那里觉得我们之所以成功，是因为我们是敬虔的人。
The Israelites thought to themselves they were successful because they were pious.
你看看我们以色列到处都是满了对神像的敬拜。
And if you look at the land of Israel, it's full of worship of images.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神很明确地给他们指出错了，完全错了。
But God pointed out to them very clearly, it's completely wrong.
你们所做的错了。
All that you have done was wrong.
你们所想的也错了。
All that you thought was wrong.
你们以为是你们所拜的那些神像是给你们各样各样的祝福。
You thought that the idol, the images that you worship, the ones who brought you all the blessings.
你们就跟你们的先祖一样嘛。
That you are just like your fathers.
那所以接下去弟兄姊妹你就看到了为什么刚才我特别提到神从他们的先祖说起你们一直在那里
so when we continue,
自己骗自己
continue to read on, we can see how God was saying that from your, since your forefather you continue to deceive yourself
那弟兄姊妹你就看了神从十二节里边就说了
and in verse 12 God said
他说从前雅各逃到亚兰地
Says Jacob fled to the country of Aram.
以色列为要得妻服侍人，为得妻与人放羊。
Israel served to get a wife and to pay for her, he tended sheep.
弟兄姊妹们，当你读到这几句话，你会想到什么？
And princesses, when you read these words, what would you think of?
你不可能单单想到。雅各在巴旦亚兰那段日子的生活
You would not just think of Jacob in the land of Paddan Aram
你不可能只想到他讨了两个妻子两个妾室在那边养了十一个儿子和一个女儿
You would not just think of that he had two wives and two concubines and he had 11 sons and one daughter
你绝对不可能只是记得他这些
It's not possible for you to only remember these
你一定记得他在那里答应他的那个时候是准岳父用什么工价来换妻子
That you would remember that he promised his future father-in-law what kind of wages will he pay in order to get his wife
圣经就说了他很有忍耐啊
Then the Bible said that he had much patience.
他看那七年就好像很短的日子。
He looked at those 7 years as if it's a very short time.
但是在那七年的里边他怎么做呢?
But within those 7 years, how did he do?
他也就是很用心的在那里牧养。
He was very diligent in tending the flock.
但是他把他自己的计划放进去。
But he also put his plans in it.
因为开头那七年就是为了讨妻子没有什么别的代价
because the first 7 years is in order for him to get his wife so
但是妻子讨过来以后呢
but after he got his wife
继续给岳父牧羊
and he continued to tend the sheep for his father-in-law
哦，那就要谈到工价了
and then now he has to talk about the price or the wages
谈到工价的时候他脑子就动得很快。
And when he was talking about the wages that he has schemes within him.
他说我不给你讲工价。
And he said we will not talk about the wages.
我们现在都是亲戚了。
That we are family now.
讲工价太伤感情了。
It's not good to talk about wages.
我们 来一个君子协定就好了。
So let's make this treaty.
那现在你把羊群里边所有有点有斑的那个羊都挑走。
So now within your flock, let's put aside all those spotted ones.
剩下的都是纯颜色的。
And all those that's left is pure in color.
那将来在群中出来有点有斑的就是我的。
So in the future, all those who are with streaks and spots, that those will belong to me.
纯颜色的就是你的。
But those who are pure in color, they will belong to you.
他的岳父也不是一个好对付的人。
But his father-in-law is not someone easy to deal with.
他也有他的想法嘛。
He also has his thoughts.
完全都是纯色的。
If it's only the ones that are pure in color.
养出来的小羊不可能是有斑有纹的很多。
So if the little ones, the babies that comes out would not have not many of them would have streaks and spots.
好，我答应你。
So yes, I would agree.
那这个君子协定就做下来了。
So they have this come up with this treaty.
但是你看到。
But you can see.
雅各在那时怎么来处理这个事呢？
And what did Jacob do at that time?
他有他的办法。
He has his way.
他以为是他的办法成功了。
He thought it's his ways that lead to success.
他是在那个羊配合的时候啊，在他们喝水的地方就把那些树枝啊都剥了一点的皮，弄得花花斑斑的。
And so when the sheep was they were mating, that he would put the branches that in the water so that they would be streaks and spots.
用人的话来说，他要用胎教的那个方法来让那些养下来的小羊都是斑点的多。
So in men's words, he's doing it while the babies are still fetus, and he wants to do it while they were in the womb.
事实好像也是也这样。
And in reality, it seemed like that.
他也真以为这个是我的本事，我的聪明来带出这样的结果。
And he also thought that it was because of his intelligence that brought forth this result.
13年都是这样过去了。
And 13 years passed.
当中他们怎么就在改变那个那个合约也好，反正总是得利的就是他。
So no matter how they changed the treaty, he was the one who gained benefits.
他以为这是他的本事。
And he thought that it was because of his ability.
一直等到他要逃跑了。
Until the time when he had to flee,
神就告诉他。
God told him,
你以为你的办法灵光啊？
Did you think that it was your ways that lead to success?
其实你所有的事是我纪念我的应许，我给你有这样的祝福。
But in fact, it was because of me who remembered the promise that I bless you.
一点都不是你的办法的成功。
It's not because the success did not come from your ability.
说到以法莲，神就说你的祖宗就是这样起头的。
So when God talked about Ephraim, he said that this is how your father started.
所以现在你跟着你祖宗的那个路来走。
So now you're following the footsteps of your father.
不单是你祖宗是这样。
Not only is your father like that.
你次一级的祖宗也是如此。
And the other forefathers, they are also like that.
当他们从埃及给领出来的时候
，When they were brought out from Egypt,
谁领他们
？Who led them?
神说你们应该知道。
God said that you should know.
我领他们出来的。
I led them out.
你不要以为是摩西把你们领出来的。
Do not think it was Moses who brought you
out. 是我把你们领出来。
Brought you out. It was I.
不但是从埃及把你们领出来。
Not only did I bring you out from Egypt.
也让你们在以色列地，在因神的应许地得保存下来这几百年，仍然是我在那里的眷顾。
And it was because of me that you were able to be kept in safety in the land of Israel for several hundred years.
我在你们从祖宗开始一直到现在做了那么许许多多的扶持你们的事情。
From the time of your forefathers until now, I have sustained you.
你们一点不领会。
But you do not understand at all.
你们就是用背来转向我。
But you turned your back against me.
神说，这样的罪定然要归到你们的身上。
And God said that this sin will heap upon you.
并且还有一个很严肃的事情。
And also another very solemn matter.
很严肃的事情是什么呢
？And what is this matter?
那是最幕后的第十二章最幕后的那一节。
Which is at the end.
那一句。
At the end of chapter 12.
主必将那因以法莲所受的羞辱归还他。
The Lord will leave upon him the guilt of his bloodshed.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是很严肃的一件事。
And brothers, this is a very solemn matter.
那当以法莲他们慢慢慢慢的衰残，甚至是完全被掳到外头去。
When Ephraim was, when they were corrupted, and at the end they were taken away.
而我们就留意到以色列地就荒凉了。
We can see the land of Israel was going into ruin.
我们就记起《生命记》上的话。
And then we remember the words in the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记上说到什么事情呢
？And what does the book of Deuteronomy talk about?
那就说到以色列。那当然那个时候犹大还没有在里头，但是这个话是包括犹大的。
It talks about Israel, including Judah, even though at that time Judah wasn't
there. 以后也成为事实的。
And it also became
fact. 不过可惜我先知说话的时候，犹大还没到那个地步。
But when the prophet Hosea was speaking, Judah was not at that point yet.
我们就看《生命记》上的话怎么说。
And we'll look at how it was spoken in the book of Deuteronomy.
跟以色列地荒凉了呀。
When the land of Israel was in ruin.
那人经过那里。
When people passed by.
就发一个问题。
And they would have this question.
为什么这个地这样荒凉呢
？And why would this land be so in such ruin?
那人都到哪去了呢
？And where did the people go?
那个答案就是什么
？And the answer was，
因为原来居住在这里的人，他们离弃他们的神。
And it's because the people who dwell there, they forsook their God。
所以他们就给分散到各国去了。
So they were scattered among different nations。
人家这个反应就进一步了。
So there was another response from people。So if we look at it this way，
以色列人。所相信的所敬拜的那个神不是我们所要敬拜的。
So the God that was worshipped by the Israelites is not the one we want to worship.
因为第一他不能拯救以色列脱离这个光景。
Because first of all, he cannot deliver Israel from this condition.
第二当以色列是落到这种情形的时候如果说是他把他分散的那这一个神也是太凶了。
And second of all, this God is so mean because if He's the one who scattered them among the nations.
可这样的神，我们不要侍奉他。
So we do not want to worship such a God.
弟兄姊妹们，你看《生命记》上的话就给我们看到有这样的光景出来。
So the words in the book of Deuteronomy let us see this condition.
当然，这些话的光景是说出那个历史的真相。
But of course, these words tell of the reality of history.
但是同时也说出了对神羞辱的话。
But also, it talks about the insults of the words of insults toward God.
这样的一个神，我们不拣选他。
And this kind of God, we will not choose him.
这样的一个神，我们不侍奉他。
And such a God, we will not worship.
这样的一个神。都不晓得是不是真的是神。
Such a God, we don't even know if it's a true God.
不管怎么样的话说出来，都总是对神的一个羞辱。
No matter what kind of words are spoken, these are all insults to God.
人如果不说这个话
，If men do not speak of these words,
弟兄姊妹，你记得
？And brothers, remember,
有一位一定说这个话。
There's one who will speak these words for sure.
谁？
And who was that?
常在神面前控告弟兄的那一个。
The one who's constantly accusing the brothers
in front of God. 他一直就指着神说：“你看，你说对你的选民落到这个地步，你还有脸啊？”
He would say that, "How could you bear it? Your chosen people has fallen to such conditions."
你看，你都没有办法安置好你所拣选的人。
Look, you cannot even take care of those you have chosen.
你还算的是什么啊
are you still God?
弟兄姊妹，什么叫在神面前控告弟兄啊
Brothers, what does it mean by accusing the brothers before God?
我们读读约伯记我们就知道了。
And if you read the book of Job, that
we know. 没事情就找事情来在神面前找麻烦。
And as he would find something out of nothing to find trouble before God.
如果有一点事情的话呢，他就不单是在那里找麻烦，他直接就是在那里跟神对抗了。
And if there's actually something that happened, he would openly oppose God.
但是神在这里说。
But God said it here.
因着你们所造成让我受羞辱的一切的结果，我完全要归还给你们。
That I will repay you for all those contempt that you have brought upon me.
没有人能羞辱神。
No one could insult God.
因为一切的对神的羞辱都没有摸到。真实的情形。
Because all those insults toward God has not touched the reality.
因为神不是那样的神。
Because God is not such a God.
摸不到真实的，那就是摸不到神了。
And if it does not touch the reality, it doesn't touch God.
所以人可以在那里说羞辱神的话。
So man could say words of insults toward God.
撒旦可以在神的面前说羞辱神的话。
And Satan can speak words of insults before God.
但是神说。
But God said,
这一切的事情都不会在我身上发生功效。
And all these things would not have an effect on me.
相反的，这许许多多的羞辱都要回到你们自己的身上。
On the contrary, all those insults will go upon you.
弟兄姊妹，你想起。
And verses you remember.
诗篇上说到我们的主钉十字架的那个时候。
And in the book of Psalms, when it mentioned about our Lord crucified on the cross,
肉骂
it says insult.
肉骂你的人的羞辱都乐在我的身上。
It says the insults of those insulted you would be upon me.
你留意到我们的主在十字架上的时候。
And you know that when our Lord was on the cross,
圣经里面记录下来的
and what was,
有些什么话
and what are the words that are recorded in the Bible?
你若是神的儿子
if you are the son of God,
你可以从上面跳下来 我们就相信你
that you could jump down from the cross, then we will believe you.
嘿，这个人说他救人
and look at this man, he said he could save people.
他现在连自己都救不了。
Now he can not even save himself. How could he save others?
又有人在那里说,
and there are other people who say,
如果神是喜悦他的话,
if God is pleased with him,
神怎么不会来救他, 而让他挂在那里呢?
Why would God not save him, but let him hang there?
因为你留意, 在那里, 圣经上记上好些人在那里羞辱主的话。
And verses, you remember in the Bible, there are recordings of many people who insult the Lord.
但你看到这些对主的羞辱，结果是落在谁的身上呢？
But verses, you can see all those insults that are heaped on God, where did they go?
在人的眼见里。
In man's eyes,
都落在主的身上。
They are upon the Lord.
主好像也在那里说。
It's as if the Lord was saying there.
人的肉骂。羞辱都落在我的身上。
All the insults of men were upon me.
但是实际落在谁的身上？
But in reality, where did they go?
弟兄姐妹，你很清楚看到。
And verses you can see very clearly.
这是这样羞辱主的人。
Those who insult God.
在将来白色大宝座审判显出来的时候，就显出那个结局了。
And when the judgment throne was it would be manifested in the beginning, the results would be manifested.
是受了羞辱，还是他们自己承担自己的羞辱？
Is it the Lord who received the insults, or is it them who received the insults?
这是一个很严肃的事情。
And this is a very solemn matter.
好，现在我们回过头来，要看一件比较让我们特别要注意的是。
Now we'll go back and look at a matter that we should pay special attention to.
弟兄姊妹们，我们特别在现代，这一段也有一长好长一段日子来，在基督教里边有一批称为基督徒的人，他们 不住的在那里鼓吹一种神学思想，叫做成功神学。
And in nowadays, there's a in the realm of Christianity, there is a group of people who would and who would say, who would proclaim this theology of prosperity.
那他们大意大意就是说，你不必管怎么样了，只要能显出神有祝福在我们身上，那就是对。
They would say that it doesn't matter whatever happens, as long as you can manifest the blessing of God, that would be right.
那什么叫做神的祝福呢？
And so what is the blessings of God?
他们就说了，如果我做生意的话，我赚大钱。
They would say that if we're in business, that we make a lot of money.
如果我是一个政治家的话，我很成功。
And if we are, if I am a politician, that would be very successful.
如果我是一个教育界的人的话，我很有名望。
And if I'm an educator, that would, I would enjoy high status.
反正你就在你所生活工作的那个范围里头，你是有地位的人。
So no matter what, it would be like if you have good position in whatever you do.
你是被人尊重的人。
That you are regarded by people.
只要你成功。
As long as you're successful,
你就是在神的祝福里。
Then you are within the blessings of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话听起来。好像是有点道理。
But this is sound reasonable.
如果不是神的祝福，我怎么可能有这样的成功？
And if it's not for the blessing of God, how could I be successful?
那我越能成功，我就越能表达神的是赐福的神。
And the more successful I am, the more I can manifest that God is the one who blesses.
弟兄姊妹留意了。
And brothers and sisters, take note.
现在何西俄在那里责备以法莲，就是责备这种想法。
Now, when Hosea is here to rebuke Ephraim, he's rebuking this kind of thinking.
因为在他们的眼中只看见眼见的祝福。
Because in their eyes, they can only see the blessings as visible.
但是眼见的祝福是不是真的就是祝福呢？
But the blessings that are visible, is it the true blessings?
你怎么去分辨那一个祝福是真的祝福？还是不算是真的祝福呢？
And how could you distinguish whether this is a true blessing or not?
弟兄姊妹们，不认识属灵的事，我们没有话讲。
My sisters, if we're not familiar with spiritual matters, we cannot say much.
如果我们认识属灵的事，我们必须要留意一件事情。
But if we're familiar with spiritual matters, we have to take note of this.
不管是眼见的祝福也好，或者是说一些属灵上的显明也好，
what is blessing,
属灵的事上的显明也好，
what is blessings as visible or spiritual manifestation,
我们不能不留意那一个祝福的源头。
We have to pay attention to the source of blessing.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要以为说我成功就是神的祝福。
But brothers and sisters, don't say that if I'm successful, it's a blessing of God.
我举一个例子，弟兄姊妹，你能马上你就能领会。
And if I give this example, then brothers, you would
understand. 当我们的主在地上受试探的时候
，When our Lord was tempted on earth,
撒旦给他的应许是什么
？And what was the promise from Satan to him?
你只要拜我一下
，If you only worship me once,
千山万国的我都给你。
All those in the world that I would give to you,
你也用不着上十字架，那么辛苦。
And then you don't have to go on the cross.
你只要在上我跪拜一下，我就给你嘛。
You just need to bow down before me, and I'll give you all these.
当然，你可以说这是撒旦说说而已。
And you could say that the Satan was just saying it.
当然，在那一件事情，撒旦是说说而已。
And on that matter, Satan was just saying it.
但是在好多事上，撒旦不是说说而已。
But for many other matters, the Satan was not just saying it.
他做一些事情出来，叫人认为。它是准确的，是真的。
That Satan can perform or do some things that cause man to believe his will and his accurate.
我们听过，也亲眼见过。
That we have heard and also seen with our own eyes.
有些人在人当中很蒙福。
There are some among men, they are very blessed.
结果后来发觉。
But at the end, we find out.
那是他给乌鬼辖制的一个表现。
But that was the end, we find out it was a result of this person suppressed by the evil spirit.
在英国有一个弟兄。
In Great Britain, there was a brother.
他的弟弟就跟巫鬼打了交道。
That his younger brother was dealing with the evil spirit.
就说，如果他要是跟这个巫灵合作的话，那个巫灵就怎么怎么祝福他。
And then he would say to the evil spirit that if he cooperate with the evil spirit, the evil spirit would bless him.
他们定了三年合约。
And they have a treaty for 3 years.
我们合作三年。
That we will work together for 3 years.
三年以后，你走你的路，我也不管你。
And after 3 years, you depart from me, and I would not mind you
anymore. 这个人就跟这样做了。
And this man did such a thing.
三年的里边，他真的是在他的事业上很顺利。
Within those 3 years, he was very successful in his business.
但是三年过了以后
，But after 3 years,
应该解除那个。条约的时候
，And when the treaty was supposed to end，
那个邪灵就给他说
，And the evil spirit said to him，
现在我要毁约
，Now I want to destroy this treaty。
我已经给了你三年的好处
，I have given you benefits for 3 years。
今后就你要听我的话
，From now on you have to listen to me。
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这个是很真实的一个人物
，And brothers, this is a true person。
不详细我不说了。
And I would not go into
不过我就是举这样的一些这样的事实来让弟兄姊妹留意。
But I should give this example so that brothers and sisters will take note.
不能只是留意那个眼见的祝福。
We cannot only pay attention to the blessings that
are visible. 我们必须要注意那个祝福的源头。
And we have to pay attention to the source of the blessing.
如果那个祝福的源头是不准确的。
If the source of the blessing is not accurate.
你就不要以为因为有祝福不管了，先拿了祝福再说了。
And don't think that as long as it's blessing, I would just take the blessing.
现在以色列就是落在这种神的责备的底下。
Now Israel has fallen under this rebuke of God.
他们以为他们所承受的祝福
they thought that the blessings that they have received
就证明他们没有背弃神
was to prove that they have not forsaken God.
但是事实上，他们一开头从拜金牛犊开始。
But in the reality, when they first worshipped the golden calves,
再加上以后的拜巴利
，and also later on when they worshipped Baal,
从开始到末了，他们都是在那里得罪神。
From the beginning to the end, they were offending God.
有人就问了
，and then some would ask,
既然他们背弃神，为什么神起初还给他祝福
？So if they sinned against God, why would God bless them in the beginning?
那我们翻到列王记的那个历史上面去看
，If we look at the book of Kings and the history，
你肯定看到一个事实
，Then you will for sure see one fact。
南边的犹大所承受的祝福比北国是要大。
Judah on the south， it has received much more blessings than the ones in the north。
但是不等于北国那边没有神的祝福。
But that doesn't mean the northern kingdoms did not receive blessings from God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到神兴起以利亚在北国。
At the very least, you can see God raised up Elijah in the north.
神兴起以利沙在北国。
And Elijah in the north.
当以利沙在还活的时候。
And when Elijah was living.
那个亚兰人来进攻以色列的，以利沙不是在那里告诉以色列王要怎么去。对付亚兰王吗
？And when Aram came to attack Israel, didn't Elijah tell the king of Israel how to defend themselves?
这些历史的事实都印证，以色列仍然是在神面前蒙福的。
So all these historical facts was to testify that Israel was still receiving blessings from God.
这就叫我们有点迷茫了。
And then it might cause us to be puzzled.
既然他们背弃神，为什么神还给他们祝福呢
？So since they have go against God, why would God bless them?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们要留意到，这个又是神的性情，让我们有一个很具体的接触。
And we have to pay attention to this is the nature of God that we come across.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们看到这些事的时候
，and when we see these things，
我们。总的要仍然是要回到《生命记》。
We need to return to the book of Deuteronomy.
因为《生命记》那里面就说到， 神和以色列人立约。
Because in the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about the covenant established by
God with
men. 那个
约的内容，很简单的来说，就是那么简单。
And the content of the covenant was very simple.
你侍奉敬畏神，谨守遵行神的话，神就给你无条件的赐福。
If you worship and fear God and follow His commands and ordinances, that God will bless you.
而如果你背逆神，如果你离弃神，那么神就要给你咒诅。
And if you rebel against God and forsake Him,
你就要承受从神那边来的一些惩治。
And you have to receive the punishments from God.
那弟兄姊妹们，那我们现在就要留意了。
And brothers and sisters, let's take note.
以法莲已经背弃神。
That Ephraim has gone against God.
神并没有马上给他们惩治。
But God did not give them the punishment
right away. 神还继续在那里让他们承受一些祝福的滋味。
And God continued to let them taste the blessings.
你说为什么是这样呢？
And you may ask why would that
be that way? 那我们不能不注意。
That we have to pay attention.
神向着人的心思。
The heart of God toward men.
我们读新约圣经的时候，读特别读四福音。
When we read the New Testament, especially the four Gospels.
你听到我们的主亲自在那里说了。
That you can hear our Lord say these words.
他说康健的人用不着医生。
He says those who are healthy do not need a physician.
唯有生病的人才用得着。
Only the sick would need a physician.
他又说我来不是要审判这个世界。
And he also said that I come not to condemn the world.
乃是要来拯救这个世界。
But to save the world.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的主来拯救这个世界的时候。
And brothers and sisters, when our Lord come to save the world.
这个世界是好好的还是在那里背逆神的？
Is this world good or is this world rebelling against God?
老早就背逆神了。
That it has rebelled against God.
那主到地上来的时候，
so when our Lord came to the world,
那个地仍然是在那里背逆神的。
The whole world is against him.
那神的儿子有没有显明恩典的言语和显明恩典的动作？
But did the Son of God manifest the words of grace and also the deeds?
有啊。
That he did.
不但是有。
Not only did he do it,
而且有许多。
But also he did many.
你说为什么？
And we might ask why.
那些人明明是得罪主的。
And those people, they truly offended God.
那些人明明是该受审判。
And they truly deserve condemnation.
神的儿子为什么还向他们说恩言呢？
And why would the Son of God still speak the words of grace to them?
现在就碰到何西阿书上的这个问题来。
And now we would come across this issue in the book of Hosea. 你必须看到一件事情。And brothers and sisters, you need to pay attention to this.
神的心从来是不想和照着他形象被造的人为难的。
And the heart of God is not to give difficulties to those who are created under His image.
所以在旧约的日子，借着先知在那里说。
So in the Old Testament time, through the prophets,
恶人死亡。岂是我所愿意的呢？
That this, I am not willing to see the wicked perish.
我岂不是愿意他们悔改回转得生吗？
Do I not want them to repent and return and gain life?
弟兄姊妹，这样的话在先知书里边不是只有以赛亚一个人在那里说的。
And these words are not just spoken by Isaiah.
那现在你看到何西阿虽然没有用着这样的字句，但是在表达出来的仍然是那个事实。
So even though Hosea did not use the same words, but the expression is the same.
所以神就指出一个问题来。
So God pointed out one issue.
你们所承受的祝福，其实事实上是我给你们的祝福。
So all the blessings that you have received, it is indeed it's my blessings to you.
但是你们呢？
But for you.
现在却忘记了我。
Now you have forgotten about me.
在十三章的第五节末了，第六节。
These words are in chapter 13, verse 6.
你留意他那里怎么说呢？他说：“这是民照我所赐的食物，得了饱足，既得饱足，心就高傲， 忘记了我。
Pay attention to these words. When I fed them, they were satisfied. When they were satisfied, they became proud and they forgot me.
忘记了主。
They have forgotten about the Lord.
那我们读到这一句话的时候。
And when we read these words,
我们就留意了。
And let's pay attention.
我们的神他常常是用恩典来做工的。
And we can see our Lord, often he's working with grace.
他用恩典做工来印证他与人所立的约。
He works with grace to testify to prove that about the covenant established with man.
来吸引人来留意这一位赐恩的主。
To draw people to pay attention to the Lord of grace.
那当然人在恩典的里边的时候，神这样做工是非常正常的。
And when man is within grace, it is very normal for God to work this
way. 但现在这个问题就是这些人已不是在正常的里头。
But the problem here is that these people are not in the normal condition.
神还在恩典里面做工吗？
But is God still working in
grace? 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神还是在恩典里边做工。
And God is still working in grace.
一直做到一个地步，没有条件让神的恩典再做工，神才停止。
It's until the point that there's no conditions for God to work in grace and he will stop.
我们要是往下去看，或者多看一些其他的先知书。
If we continue to read on or read other prophetic books,
你又看见一件事。
And you will see another matter.
尽管神被迫停止他用恩典做工。
Even when God was forced to stop working in grace.
但是他仍然留下一个恩典的指望在神的惩治的里头。
But within his punishment, he still saved this hope of grace.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters,
我们是在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank our Lord.
在神和以色列人当中所经过的许许多多的事。
And all those things that's between God and the Israelites.
我们真的看到神在上头说，我用慈神爱说把你们牵引。
And we can truly see that God said, I use the cord of human kindness and tie of love to lead you.
在开头的时候，就是第一章开始的时候，神也指出一个事实来。
And in chapter 1, in the very beginning, God pointed out one thing.
指出一个什么事实呢？
And what is this fact that he pointed out?
他说，让何西俄养了几个儿子，弟兄姊妹记得哈。那个儿子叫什么名字？神都给他们起了。
That brothers remember God gave Hosea some children and he gave the children names.
但是呢，你看到神那给几个儿子的意思。
And the meaning of God giving him.
起头那些说不是我的子民。
In the beginning, he said, "These are not my people."
这末了的一个，末了的一个呢？
But the last one.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
你们曾经 不做我的子民，但是我有一天我要说，你们是我的子民。
Once you were not my people, but one day I will call you my people.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们看到神的性情的时候，我们就看到神为什么会这样说话了。
And now, brothers, when we see the nature of God, then we'll understand why he say these words.
在第二章的时候神又说到一件事情。
And in chapter 2, God also mentioned another matter.
我们起初念那里的话的时候，也有什么 你印象不会那么深。
And in the beginning, when we read these words, you might not have a deep
impression. 现在我们看到神的性情那样毫无保留地显露出来的时候，我们领会了。
Now when we see God's nature expressing without reservation, now we understand.
神说到了那一天。
God said that,
你们就称呼我是伊斯。
That you will call me Ishi.
那是第二章的十六节。
Which is in chapter 2 verse 16.
不再称呼我巴利了。
No longer calling me Baal.
那什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
神啊，你不是管辖我们的神。
That God, you are not the one who control over us.
你实在是处处维护我们，用爱来包围我们，用你的慈怜来吸引我们的神。
But you are the one who sustains us and surrounds us with love and to keep us in your mercy and your grace.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以如果我们读何西阿书，光是从文字上面去读，我们觉得也是蛮枯燥的。
But if we read a book of Hosea, just reading the letters, we might think it's very dry.
但是你从先知书上的那个字句回到他说话的，那是历史背景的时候。
But if we bring the words back to the historical background,
从那里领会到神的性情，
and to understand God's nature,
我们就不得不在主的面前低头下拜。
And we cannot help but to bow down before God.
我们的主，你实在是可纪念的。
That our Lord, truly you are to be
remembered. 不但是你的名是可纪念的名。
Not only is your name the name to be remembered.
你自己就是一位可纪念的神。
But you yourself is a God that's to be remembered.
我们都愿意长远直到永远都纪念你。
That we are willing to remember you forever.
因为你是可纪念的神。
Because you are God that's worthy to be remembered.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
And we'll end tonight's sharing.